Good afternoon. This is Bill Young and John O'Rourke, and welcome to Catholic Conscience 2.0. Today is Tuesday, August 2nd, and we're going to be praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy and our Divina, and we'll begin John on Zoom now, so let's sign in to Zoom so we can get John O'Rourke. And take a few seconds. And today, since it is August, let's see what August is dedicated for. And dedicated to God the Father in heaven. Oh, that's great. So that's the month of August. And today, start a meeting, leave and start. Okay, recording. Okay, I think we're on. you're connected to the audio. Okay, good. Okay, we are now on. I'll touch on now. So let's see. Try again. And hopefully John is all, here he is. Okay, good. And so here's John O'Rourke. Sorry, John. John, are you there? Good afternoon. John, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, okay, great. It's telling me all these things here. Okay, good. And yeah, they was trying to put me into a new meeting, but I didn't accept it. I went back to the old one.
Yeah.
I guess they have some new features they were trying to get us involved in. So. Well, on the podcast too, so that's great. We haven't done this for a week. And John, I know it's Tuesday, and can you do the souls in purgatory while I get my little book out? The prayers?
Yeah, I'm 10. All right. It's Tuesday. Oh, Lord God Almighty, I ask about the precious blood that the divine Son Jesus shed in his bitter crown of thorns. Deliver the souls of purgatory, and in particular that one among them all, which would be last to depart out of their pain, that it may not delay so long a time before it comes to praise you in your glory and bless you forever. Amen.
Thank you, John. And it's one of reminding, I told everyone that August is dedicated to God the Father, so in heaven. So that we'll hopefully we can do some prayers. Today is the second. We don't have anything there, but we'll do something maybe tomorrow. The universal prayers tomorrow, and prayer for priests is the day after that. So good. And so we're going to be starting the chaplet, Divine Mercy. And in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The opening prayer. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font and life, and fire of divine mercy, invoke the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth for the heart of Jesus, is the fountain of mercy for us. I trust in you. When I pray the Our Father, Hail Mary, John, do Psalms 130, and then the Apostles' Creed. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Psalm 130. Prayer for pardon and mercy. Out of the depths I call thee, Lord, Lord of my cry. May it news be attentive, my cry for me. If you, Lord, keep down the sins, Lord, who can stand? What would be with forgiveness, and so you are revered. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, my hope for his word. My soul looks for the Lord more than the sentinels for daybreak. More than the sentinels for daybreak, let Israel hope in the Lord. For the Lord is mercy, in his plenteous redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all his sins.
The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he comes to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, life everlasting. Amen.
And like always, John, you could start off with some small beads and we rotate back and forth. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
I atone for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
And atone for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
And atone for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
And atone for our sins and those of the whole world.
John, is it your turn? Or is it mine? For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
And atone for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of this horrible passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of this horrible passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of this horrible passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of this horrible passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of this horrible passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of this horrible passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of this horrible passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
And for the sake of this horrible passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood.
No.
Oh, you got one more? Okay.
No.
Okay. Eternal.
Holy God.
You're already there?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Somehow I got mixed up on my things. Thank you, I appreciate it. I got flipped over and I was doing it over again. You know it, you could do it too, you know. Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Closing prayer. Eternal God, whom mercy is endless and the treasure of compassion is inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. We'll now be praying the Novena to the Divine Mercy. And John, do you remember what day we were up to? Some days we could start off. Okay, so let's just start from the beginning. We're going to do day one. Today, bring me all mankind, especially all sinners, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. In this way, you could console me in the bitter grief into the loss of souls that plunge me. Most merciful Jesus, whose very nature is to have compassion on us, to forgive us, do not look upon the sin, but look upon the trust that we place. Infinite goodness, receive us all to a bodhi, a most compassionate heart. Never let it escape from it. We beg you of you by your love, and united to you, to your Father and the Holy Spirit. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon all mankind, especially all sinners, all enfolded in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, show us your mercy, that we may praise the opulence of your mercy forever and ever. Amen. Now when we be praying the Litany of Divine Mercy, the words our Lord Jesus gave to St. Faustina. John, would you like to lead us in this beautiful prayer?
Divine mercy, gushing forth from the bosom of God.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, greatest attribute of God.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, incomprehensible mystery.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, gushing forth from the mystery of the most blessed Trinity.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, unfathomed by any but human or angelic.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, which flows forth from all life and happiness.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, better than the heavens.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, source of miracles and of wonders.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, encompassing the whole universe.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, descending the earth in the person of the incarnate word.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, which flowed out from the open wound of the heart of Jesus.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, enclosed in the heart of Jesus for us, and especially for sinners.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, unfathomed in the institution of the sacred host.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in the fountain of the Holy Church.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in the sacrament of holy baptism.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in our justification through Jesus Christ.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, accompanying us through our whole life.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, embracing us, especially at the hour of death.
I trust in you.
Find mercy and balance for mortal life.
I trust in you.
Find mercy and comfort us every moment of our life.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy shielding us from the fire of hell.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy conversion of hardened sinners.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy astonishment for angels and comprehensible to saints.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy unfathomed in all the mysteries of God.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy lifting us out of every misery.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy source of our happiness and our joy.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, calling us forth from nothingness to existence.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, embracing all the works of his hands.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, the crown of all God's handiwork.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in which we are all immersed.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, sweet relief for angels' hearts.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, the only hope for the spirit of souls.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, the repose of hearts. Peace in the spirit.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, blessedness, sea of holy souls.
I trust in you.
This divine mercy, inspiring hope against all hope.
I trust in you. John, can you do the sacrificial prayer for us? If you have it handy, if not, I could look. I know I have it here somewhere too. My wife made me clean everything up on my desk, so now everything I can't find, anything is still clean. John, it's in perfect order.
Let's see. Oh, Jesus, this is for the love of you, for the souls of poor sinners, and the reparation of the offenses committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Thank you, John. And do you have any other prayers you'd like to do at this time? I can see if I have some. Let's see. There's a prayer 104. I'm going to. Well, in the meantime, John, I did find a prayer. It's for tomorrow, but we could do it today, a little early. And it's called the Universal Prayer. And it was written by Pope Clement XI. And it goes like this. Lord, I believe in you. Increase my faith. I trust in you. Strengthen my trust. I love you. Let me love you more and more. I am sorry for my sins. Deepen my sorrow. I worship you as my first beginning. I long for you as my last end. I praise you as my constant helper and call you as my loving protector. Guide me by your vision. Correct me with your justice. Comfort me with your mercy. Protect me with your power. I offer you, Lord, my thoughts to be fixed on you, my words to have you for them, my actions to reflect my love for you, my sufferings to be endured for your greatest glory. I want to do what you ask of me in the way that you ask, for as long as you ask, because you ask. Lord, enlighten me, my understanding, strengthen my will, purify my heart, and make me holy. Help me to repent for the past sins, and to resist temptation in the future. Help me to raise above my human weakness and to grow stronger as a Christian. Let me love you, my Lord, my God, and see myself as I really am. A pilgrim in the world, a Christian called to respect and love all those who live lives I touch. Those in authority over me and under my authority, my friends and my enemies. Help me to conquer anger by gentleness, greed by generosity, empathy by favor. Help me to forget myself and to reach out towards others. Make me pardon in planning, courageous in risk. Make me patient in suffering, assuming in prosperity. Keep me, Lord, attentive in prayer, temperate in food and drink, and diligent in my work, firm in my good intentions. Let it be the conscience be clear, my conduct without fault, my speech blameless, my life well ordered. Put me on guard against human weaknesses. Let me cherish your love for me. Keep me, your law. Come as last to your salvation. Teach me to realize that this is passing, and may true future in happiness of heaven. Life on earth is short, and life to come eternal. Help me to prepare for the death, for with proper fear of judgment, but the greatest trust of your goodness. Lead me to safety through death and to endless joys of heaven. Grant that through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And that's pretty good, right, John? That's a all-purpose one. That's good. Do you have a prayer, Johnny?
Yeah, right here. This is one that none of us do enough. But this is a prayer of thanksgiving.
Definitely.
For a prayer that's been received or answered. Thank you, O God, for hearing my prayer and granting my request. Thank you for the kindness you have shown me. Thank you, Father, for your great love in giving my life, for your great patience in preserving me, despite my sinfulness, for your protection in the past, and for the opportunity to serve and honor you in the future. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for keeping me numberless times from sin and death by the toils of your life, the suffering of your passion, and by your victorious resurrection. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bestowing on me so many graces and for having so frequently renewed your life within me. May my life from now on be a sign of my gratefulness. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, John. That was very beautiful. And that, I guess, concludes. Unless you have any more, do you have any more prayers, Johnny?
That's all for today.
That's all for today. Okay, that's great. And so that concludes today's podcast. And you're all welcome to join in Zoom. I'll put the link on there for it. So, and it has the schedule of what days we're going to be available. So, you're welcome to join live if you want, for those who are listening to the podcast, or you can listen to our podcast at Catholic Conscience 2.0, which is under the Prayer and Lunch at People podcast. God bless you all. And remember, any comments, please make them. And also, you could email me at wom12@yahoo.com. And please put the comments or podcasts in this subject. God bless you all, and hope to be talking to you soon. Have a good, great day.